Welcome to a complimentary podcast from Association Management Consulting and Evaluation Services. This is one in a series of podcasts presented by AMCES consultants for those involved or interested in association leadership and management. The topic of this podcast is Strategic Planning, the Missing Link to Success. This topic is being presented by AMCES consultant Dana Cooper.
Welcome. My name is Dana Cooper, and I welcome you to this podcast on strategic planning. I wanted to do this podcast to provide an orientation to strategic planning so that those involved can have a common understanding of what it is, why it is important, how we do it, and where do we go when the plan has been completed. Over my 25 years working with not-for-profit organizations, I believe strategic planning is a critical endeavor to achieve efficiency and become a high-performance organization. Any organization, regardless of size, can be efficient and high-performing, and strategic planning is the great equalizer. What is strategic planning? First of all, strategic planning in our approach to it today has been around for decades, and it is a tried-and-true method for providing clarity for organizations by answering questions such as, what are we? Why do we exist? Who do we exist to serve? How will we serve them? This tried and true method defines where do we want to go. It identifies where are we today and develops a plan to bridge the gap of where you are today with where you want to go. Makes sense. Strategic planning is definitely big picture thinking. Large concepts are dealt with in a strategic planning process, such as defining the future you want to create for your constituents. The resulting strategic plan not only defines the what you want to accomplish, but also to a certain degree the how. Strategic planning is one part of a larger function called strategic management. While strategic planning is a very important part of that function, the strategic plan is reliant on all of the processes involved in strategic management to work together, including operational or tactical planning, which is the implementation phase for the strategic plan, and the monitoring and evaluation of the implementation of that plan. At times, I have seen strategic planning been viewed with contempt. This contempt will likely come from parties that have had a negative experience during the strategic planning process or did not receive the value from the plan that was expected. Strategic planning needs to be comprehensive and needs to be part of the strategic management process for value to be realized. If the planning process is sound and the implementation, follow-through, and learning takes place, there are a few things an organization can do that will provide greater value. Why is strategic planning important? We have all heard the saying that if you do not know where you are going, any road will take you there. The strategic plan is your guide. Everything flows from the strategic plan. For instance, once we know what an organization is and what it wants to achieve and for whom, plans are built around this foundation to pursue the goals identified in the strategic plan. The strategic plan identifies the future we are trying to create. I have seen too many not-for-profit organizations stuck in a reactive mode, akin to letting the tail wag the dog. These organizations run away from what they don't want to be, rather than running toward what they want to be. Strategic planning provides organizations with the proactive platform upon which to define your own future and take more control of what you do, who you do it for, and why. A good strategic planning process will identify the important issues facing the organization, its industry, and its stakeholders. It will determine what challenges, opportunities, weaknesses, and threats exist and prioritize what should be done to address these. The strategic plan for an organization is its guiding document. It informs what the budget looks like, what resources the organization needs to accomplish the plan, and leads to identifying the day-to-day activities that take place in support of that plan. Who is the strategic plan important to? Well, first of all, the board of directors. It is their primary duty to determine it and oversee the direction of the organization. for the organization and its leaders, its employees, and external stakeholders brings valuable clarity and purpose. It aligns the direction of organizational activities. It raises employee morale by having a defined and proactive purpose. It improves member satisfaction by pursuing a future based on their needs. It improves the profile and brand of the organization. It provides focus. One of the biggest benefits to come out of strategic plan is the focus. There are thousands of different directions organizations can turn in pursuit of their mission, and the strategic plan provides valuable focus and also provides for that opportunity to be a continuous improvement organization. How do you improve if you are not measuring yourself against some criteria or goal? So what is the process for undertaking a strategic plan? And what do we come away with? The following efforts are typically involved as part of the strategic planning process. A review of organizational accomplishments to answer the question, where are we today? We undertake analyses that help identify or undertake an external environmental scan to identify the possible opportunities and threats and issues the strategic plan can deal with. We also look to the internal environment to understand the organizational strengths and weaknesses. We undertake comprehensive information gathering that includes a member's needs assessment to get input from a variety of stakeholders on where they perceive value. We undertake a process to prioritize issues, goals, and strategies to provide that valuable focus we talked about. We do detailed work on what we want to do to address those priority issues. And we also determine how we will monitor and evaluate the progress towards those goals established. Even before we actually get the plan on paper, undertaking many of these initiatives provides considerable value to an organization. What we come away with is clarity regarding who we are, what we do, and who we do it for. We come away with goals and strategies identified on how to address the prioritized issues, take advantage of the opportunities and strengths, and minimize the impact of their threats and weaknesses. We produce a plan for getting to an identified and purposeful future. We create key performance indicators that helps us measure, continuously improve, and monitor the progress we have towards our goal attainment. As a very simple example, let's have a look. If one of our priorities issues is I am overweight, one of the goals we might establish for pursuing that issue is to lose 20 pounds in 120 days. A strategy we might invoke to pursue that goal would be to reduce our calorie intake and walk 10,000 steps per day. Tactics, which are part of the operational plan when we implement the strategic plan, may involve use the Weight Watcher system to reduce my calories and buy a pedometer to measure the steps I've taken per day. Our key performance indicators in this case may be we lose 5 pounds in 30 days, we lose 10 pounds in 60 days, we do 10,000 steps per day by day 10, and we lose 15 pounds in 90 days. So you can see how we can monitor the progress, you know, as we pursue this goal. And if we're hitting those key performance indicators on the way, we know that we're on the right track. If we don't hit those key performance indicators on the way, we know we have to make some adjustments in order to keep us on track in pursuit of those goals. And that is the value of those key performance indicators and monitoring and evaluating your progress. To be a respected, effective, high-performance organization, you need to undertake strategic planning. You need to invoke strategic management processes to set a purposeful future for the organization and define that clarity of purpose that helps drive effectiveness. How do we ensure we realize the value from our strategic planning process? Understand that strategic planning is part of that strategic management process, which involves the strategic plan and all the aspects involved in strategic planning. It also involves operational or tactical planning and the development of that plan to implement the strategic plan. It involves a commitment to monitor and evaluate the progress and pursuit of the goals that have been identified. It requires a commitment by board and the senior leaders of an organization to pursue the plan, to monitor that plan, and to embed that plan within the organization and its operations. And that requires a commitment to regularly revisit the plan and ensure it is relevant to today's realities. To be a respected, effective, high-performing organization, strategic planning is a necessary, critical success factor. There are a few things an organization can do that will provide greater value. Any further questions about this, I'd be more than happy to have more detailed conversation on strategic planning and what it can mean to your organization. So please don't hesitate to touch base, make contact with any questions you may have, or I can provide a lot more detail. Thank you.
You have been listening to AMPS's consultant, Dana Cooper. If you would like to talk to Dana about this podcast, you can call him at 613-316-3833 or email at dana@amcis.com, dana@amces.com. For more information about AMCIS and access to informative articles, tools, and other podcasts, visit us at www.amcis.com. Thanks for listening.